98.1 KZEU, Ryan Lee Crosby with I'm Leaving. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. Joining us now on the telephone is our friend Ryan Lee Crosby. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Rick. Nice to hear your voice. How you doing?
Same back. It's great to have you on the radio once again. You're not a first-timer here, and we are so happy to have you back. And you're going to be performing again at Metal Arc in Stone Ridge at the Stone Ridge Orchard in September. So we're super excited about that. What can you say about the festival, Ryan?
I am also very excited to be returning to the Metal Arc Festival in the Hudson Valley. And I'm very fortunate to have been there a few times now. And I just look forward to it every year. It's a beautiful location at the orchard. There's always a wonderful program of lots of different kinds of music, and you know, the energy and the feeling, the vibes, everything is always so welcoming and positive, and it's just a really joyful and peaceful place to be. Yeah, Metal Arc is just wonderful.
I enjoy the fact that you say such wonderful things about the festival. I feel the same way. You could be maybe the only performer that's been at every Metal Arc. I think you were at the first one.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's true.
It is true. I think you're the only one. And like a token of good luck, you'll probably keep getting invited back then, which is cool.
Well, It's really a privilege, and you know, I almost feel like I won the lottery or something when I think of how lucky I've been to be at all of them, and they're just very special, and I think it just keeps getting better and better each year.
Now, I enjoy the fact that I was the MC at the last two Metal Arcs, and seeing you enjoying yourself playing is always a treat for me. You have a great command over your instrument and your voice, and you play interesting music. I mean that in a way that sometimes it's hypnotic and just very simple, but really gets under your skin. And sometimes the lyrics are absolutely provocative and get you thinking. So I really enjoy the style that you present. It's not full-blown traditional blues, and it's not on the other end world music. It's kind of somewhere in the between, and you find an amalgamation of sounds, and it's, well, blues based, but it comes out like in a different realm. It's very cool.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, in my mind, it's for where I'm coming from, I guess I feel like we are playing the blues and are playing a kind of traditional blues, but it's a weaving of, I think, at least three or four traditions. So I think it is, of course. I mean, and a musician never really knows how something comes across, but yeah, we draw from the Bentonia style of blues and the North Mississippi Hill Country style of blues, as well as Indian classical music, and a number of artists from West Africa who really inspire us, and then of course, yeah, it just goes through the filter of who I am and who Grant is and what our experiences are. But you know, one of the things that I think has made Metal Arc so special for us is that it's given us opportunities to try to share some of the musicians who have inspired us directly. So that very first time we came up, R.L. Boyce came with us, and we got to not only play our own set, but then play with R.L. And that was, you know, I think the last, or one of the last times he was out on the road before he passed away. And so that was a really a special and sacred thing. And then this year, we're extremely fortunate that Metal Arc has made it possible for Jimmy Duck Holmes to come up from Bentonia, who, you know, is really the man who I think of as my primary mentor in the Bentonia style. And he's the only he's the last living practitioner of the Bentonia blues traditions, and he almost never comes north at all, if ever. So that's like a one of a kind thing, and a chance for us to try to share and present, you know, one of the main traditional influences on our music. So it's a truly unique thing.
How cool. Are you going to be backing up Mr. Holmes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cool.
For at least part of his set, I imagine, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That should be a treat then.
Yeah. And the timing is everything is working out well because we have two new records that are coming out. Last year we recorded two albums in two afternoons with Jimmy at his juke joint, the Blue Front Cafe, and one of them is just out now. It's a Jimmy Doc Holmes record called Bentonia Blues Right Now, and Jimmy and Grant and I, we backed Jimmy on that, and I recorded it on a reel-to-reel tape recorder, you know, in one afternoon, and that just came out, and then we have another record under my name called At the Blue Front that's coming out in about a month. And so Meadowlark will be, you know, one of the, only opportunities to hear that music played together.
Wow. Well, that's cool. And what a cool experience that'll be. And folks can visit MeadowlarkFest.org and get tickets and information, which is going to be a really special event. And it's something that I look forward to year after year. As Ryan told everyone, it's a magical event. And Ryan, tell the folks about Grant. I don't want to go on about the festival without speaking about you and what you do. Now, you play beautiful guitar, sing, and you play with accompaniment. And as you mentioned, of course, this year is something special, but you usually play with a percussion player, Grant, and maybe you can explain to folks the instrument and what he does.
Sure. So Grant Smith, he's a master percussionist. I mean, just an exceptional musician, and he plays with a lot of different people in a lot of different contexts. You know, he works regularly with Itzhak Perlman, and he's played with Yo-Yo Ma and the Violent Femmes and all kinds of groups. And he and I have been playing together for about 10 years. And in our work together, he plays the calabash, which is a West African instrument. It's a gourd. You know, you might hear one on the recordings of Ali Farka Touré or Boubacar Traoré. I mean, Vieux Farka Touré. You know, those are just some of the musicians that influence and inspire us. And I do think it is a pretty unique sound. They're I can't think of anybody else who's really weaving the threads together we do with the sounds that we have. And I generally play a 12-string guitar, and so the 12-string and the calabash, I think, really complement each other and create a very full sound for just two instruments.
And I think the way that you weave melodies and intricacies of the song together, there are times where it seems he's almost playing lead on the calabash, you're backing him up, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah. Well, Grant is a percussionist who plays music, if you know what I mean.
I
think he's, extremely sensitive to melody, and he really, really listens. And I think that the emphasis on melody and rhythm is part of what creates the sound that I think, I often hear the word hypnotic used to describe it. And I know that for me, what I am aspiring to do with the music we play is to essentially try to open a doorway, like an internal doorway. And, you know, we don't have a lot of chord changes in our songs. And, I think part of that can kind of help create, a meditative, or hypnotic atmosphere.
Yeah. It's very rhythmic and very, I can't, it's hard to describe. I won't say trance-like, but it gets you in a place that you feel satiated and feel aware of what's happening and into the music, like you're connected. And that's what I love. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about seeing Ryan Lee Crosby live, is that you do something unique. And I mentioned it before. It's not, well, as you said, it is traditional blues, but it's not like, you know, verse, chorus, verse, we're done kind of thing. So it's very expressive and it's very imaginative. And the playing is exceptional. So I appreciate that. I appreciate your guitar playing as well, which shouldn't be underestimated, because it's what keeps the music and the songs in check. So I can't wait to see you at Metal Arc. It's going to be great. And with Mr. Holmes, Jimmy Duck Holmes, like, that's going to be super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a very unique and special experience for sure.
Do you know which day you're playing?
Yes, I believe we're playing on Sunday, September 14th.
Okay.
I think.
And it begins on the 12th, wraps up on the 14th. And what a great lineup of music at the Metal Arc Music Festival. I'll give you more information about that in a little while, all the listeners. But I'm looking forward to seeing you as one of the great acts at the Metal Arc Music Festival. And what do you have coming up on the horizon, Ryan?
My record at the Blue Front is going to be out August 20th.
All right.
So I'm getting ready for that. Our show at the Metal Arc is going to be the start of a tour for Grant and I that'll take us from New York and New England down to Bentonia, Mississippi, and we'll be playing dates along the way and when we get down there. And then when we come back up, we're going to do another week through New England and New York in October. And so I'm just getting ready for all that right now and trying to get my practice time in and working on new songs and all the other stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, well, keep up the good work. Ryan Lee Crosby, our guest. He and Grant will be appearing at Metal Arc along with Jimmy Duck Holmes. You don't want to miss this very special appearance from Mr. Holmes playing with Ryan Lee Crosby and without. So it's going to be a great time. I got some info coming up on Metal Arc Music Festival. And folks, get tickets. Be part of this amazing event. Ryan, thank you for being our guest this morning on the Up and Running Morning Show.
Thanks, Rick. You and WKCE have been so supportive of my work for these last, you know, four years or however long it's been now, years and years. I just appreciate you so much. I'm so glad to talk with you again.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate what you do, and we can't wait to hear the new stuff and see you in September.
Great. Thanks.
All right. All the best. Tell Grant we said hi, and thanks a lot for being part of the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.
Yeah, truly my pleasure. Thanks.
All right.